Epic Games. I bet you like to run, don't you? I like to run, and I'm sure most people like to run as well. In fact, most people all over the world like to run. Now, wouldn't it be a good idea if all the people who like to run from all over the world got together and raced against each other? But some people like to jump. Others like to play tennis or football or rugby or handball. So, wouldn't it be an even better idea if all those people from all over the world played their games against each other as well? So, wouldn't it be an even better idea if all those people from all over the world played their games against each other as well? And wouldn't it be a stupendous idea if all these sports people got together to play their games in the same place at the same time? Well, they do. And the big meeting of all these people is called the Olympic Games. Now, Charlie worked at the Olympic Games. And do you know what he used to do? Charlie was in charge of the food at the Olympic Games, because all these people who run and jump and kick and slide have to have something to eat, don't they? And that was Charlie's job, to be absolutely sure all the sports people had enough to eat so they could run and jump and kick properly. But Charlie had a big problem. Supposing somebody walked into Charlie's dining room and said, "Now it's all very well getting people together from all over the world, but remember, they all speak different languages." And the man who came into Charlie's dining room and said, was a very nice man, but Charlie did not understand what he wanted. Said the man again, and Charlie realised he had a problem. All the different countries all over the world speak different languages, but Charlie only spoke English, so how could he know what people wanted to eat from China or Germany or Spain or Africa? So Charlie offered the man a plate of fish and chips. The man shook his head, and he shook his head again at a plate of roast beef and at a bowl of curry and at a plate of spaghetti. The man shook his head, humped his shoulders, and walked out of Charlie's restaurant. Charlie sat down with a thump. That was a big thump, because this was a big problem. But supposing Charlie placed all the meals he had on a table where everyone could see them, then they wouldn't need to speak. Just point at the meal they wanted and Charlie would give them one. And it worked. As the footballers, runners and jumpers came into the restaurant, they pointed at what they wanted. And the man who had come in before smiled a thank you at Charlie as he pointed to a bowl of curry. But then a rugby team came in and it all went wrong. You see, there are 15 players in a rugby team and they were very, very hungry. And before Charlie could move, the rugby players snatched all the meals Charlie had laid out on the table for people to choose from and were eating them. So then there were bigger problems again, as people shouted in different languages for food and no one could understand what anyone wanted. So everyone was getting very hungry. Charlie had to think again. So Charlie thought again. And when Charlie thought again, he came up with a brilliant idea. The next morning, when all the athletes and the rugby players came into the restaurant, the table with all the different food was empty. Instead, on the wall behind Charlie were pictures. Pictures of all the food Charlie had in the restaurant. And all the athletes had to do was point at the picture of the food they wanted, and Charlie passed it to them. So everyone was happy, because even a rugby team couldn't eat pictures.